It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, I mean, I feel good. Obviously, it's March 31st, so there's still a draft to be had. There's still it's not August 1st, so I will say this. Kenny Pickett's the guy that I believe in, that we believe in, so we'll see how it all shakes out.
That's Kevin Stefanski of the league meetings. Come on. Ain't no way he believes that. Come on, Kev.
You don't believe him?
Nah.
That he believes in Kenny Pickett?
Nah. You know what? Prove me wrong, Kevin. Prove me wrong. If he can unlock him, fine. Unlock him.
I mean, he's had to believe in Baker Mayfield, PJ Walker, Deshaun Watson,
DTR,
Joe Flacco, Case Keenum.
We have Tyler Huntley.
He's had to believe in a lot of guys. I don't see why he wouldn't just believe in Kenny Pickett.
So I was going to talk about the opening of the season, and then I just saw this. Thank God, Owen, you brought it to my attention. I'll talk about that coming up at 9:40 because we have some audio here that has just rolled in. Guys, good job on you guys getting this rolled in very quickly. This is Kevin Stefanski, and he has thoughts on, ladies and gentlemen, this is a quarterback that a lot of people have been excited about. All right, here's Kevin's thoughts on Jackson Dart.
Very impressive young man, has been coached really well. You know, Joe Judge is down there as his quarterback coach, and Joe's, you know, former NFL head coach, former special teams coach, offense, defense. So Joe kind of knows the game, so you can tell that he's been really well coached and brought along the right way in this game. So impressive off the field, and then did a nice job on the field as well.
All right, that's Kevin on Jackson Dart. Anybody?
Kenny, I can't shake that damn... Oh, there's another thing I can't shake. So not only the game that we were both watching against Florida,
yeah,
but he also had a game where he just did a Brandon Whedon-type toss
straight
up in the air about 10 yards. It was intercepted. It's like one of the worst things.
We've had a bunch of those guys over the last 3 years.
I mean, there's lots of quarterbacks who do that.
You know how something gets ingrained in your mind? Now that's like the only thing I could see him throwing now.
Jeez.
Deshaun Watson threw a bullet past 8 yards backwards.
Yeah, he did.
I'll believe in anything at this point.
Here's Kevin on Jalen Milroe.
I don't see him just as a runner. That's certainly an element of his game. God's blessed him with the ability to make plays with his feet when necessary, but he's made plenty of throws in his career. So, again, another really impressive young man. Having gotten down there, spending some time with him and his family, I think he's done a really nice job just throughout this process.
Yes, he's attempted many throws in his career. That is correct. Guys, it's either a Hail Mary he's pulling the ball down, one of the two. There's no 8-yard slants. There's nothing like that. I'm sorry, guys. Hate me all you want. That'll be the guy they take.
That takes away from his Jackson Dart evaluation for me if he's thinking that of Jalen Milroe. Because I can't believe one and not believe the other.
Well, someone cut right to the chase here at the league meetings, and they asked Kevin, does he know who he'd like to take?
I'm not ready to turn the card in yet. The whole process is really important to me and to us. And there's still quarterbacks that we haven't seen throw live, still haven't gotten to spend time with them. And then we have our coaches' meetings. I like a lot of guys in this class, not just the quarterback position. You know, I think this is an exciting time because there's really, really good football players.
Isn't it incredible throughout this whole process? And we talk about how comprehensive a process it is. And he's like, there are guys we still haven't even been able to talk to. Like, I don't think people realize how, look, this is why when we talk, and you weren't in at the end of the week when we talk pro days versus workouts, and I was just a little surprised they didn't reverse the order when it came to Miami, Penn State, and Ohio State. They had those opportunities, but they skipped out on the pro days, but they did the individual workouts, but then Andrew Berry didn't get to go to Ohio State's pro day. And it is amazing just how little time they have to actually sit down and have real meetings with the guys that they could draft. It's pretty incredible.
Well, if John Dorsey didn't know by April 1st, why the hell does he need to make his mind up? Should I push mine back? Should I push my mind back then? If he doesn't know, do we have to go through the process?
Honestly, this might be the year where you could possibly have to do that.
Hmm. Kevin goes on a little bit further about any idea of a timeline for when a rookie could be playing in 2025.
Every situation.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's different. Every player's different. What they're ready to do and when they're ready to do it, you just have to trust in your ability to discern that with them in your building. So I think that totally varies by player.
All right, here's the final one we'll play in this segment for you. There's a lot of people asking about Abdul Carter, a lot of fans, because they're like, forget these quarterbacks, let's just take Abdul Carter, who, by the way, Courtney Brown wore 86 in college, did not wear 11. That was, LeVar Arrington. Thank good
he
God
was good
almighty.
At football.
Yeah.
He jumped over the line one time.
I just want to make that right. Real Xavier P. was right about that to correct me here. Here is Kevin Stefanski about Abdul Carter.
Very, very impressive young man. I know a lot of people that know him, whether going back to high school and certainly throughout his college, but really, really impressive young man.
Now, would Abdul be an on-the-ball guy or off-the-ball guy?
He's been an off-the-ball linebacker, been an edge rusher. He's rushed from the inside. So when you're evaluating a player, a lot of the discussion then turns into fit and how you would utilize said player. So we've had a lot of conversations with Jim and the defensive staff on all these guys. And obviously Abdul is somebody you talk about where you would line him up. And I don't think there's a limiting factor there where you would put him.
Kenny, could you help me out here?
Yeah.
Could you give me some nitty-gritty? The off the ball.
I put him on the edge and go.
That's what I want to know.
It's where you like drop into pass coverage and things like which you could do on the edge if you really needed him to. Put him on the edge and go. Get that hand in the dirt. Get that 4-point stance going. Get that butt in the air and go. Get that nice. I know that he's a little bit, and he is. He's been a little bit weaker against some of the road or the run blocking type of
this long
nitty gritty football.
It's time for nitty gritty football.
Jamison Crowder wheel route down the right sideline. Jordan Reed touchdown and a 4x1 individual ISO slant.
Let's get down to the nitty gritty.
I'm not doing the job.
Come on, do it, please. No. Please do it.
flip right double X jet 36 counter naked waggle at 7 X corner on 1. Ready effing break.
To say, put the hand on the dump, Owen.
Been great. Been worth it.
I thought it was going to fly. I thought you were going to let it fly.
Put his hands in the dirt. Get that butt up in the air and go after the quarterback. All right? Well, he's not great against the run. What did Myles Garrett didn't get paid to be great against the run? That's the same thing. When we talk about scores and let me defend Abdul Carter for a moment here. Stop talking ourselves out of this for a second here. If I'm going to sit there and bitch and moan about him not being great against the run, and yeah, he does. He loses his platform. He gets washed out at times. He's not tremendous at setting the edge. Those are all things you're going to hear from guys who you trust way more than me, okay? I'm a guarantee you that. I'm not drafting him for that. Number two overall, he's good against the run. I can find other guys who are good against the run. You know, in the third round, I can find guys who are good against the run. I need him going to the court. You get paid for sacks. You get paid to put guys on third down and long situations. That's what you're paid to do. Don't give me this, well, you ain't good against the run. I ain't going to make that. If I made that argument before, I'm sorry. I might have been drunk or I might have been cloudy on that throughout this offseason. I apologize, everybody.
But there were some good, for the sizzle reel, there are a couple plays with Abdul where he is just sprinting on the opposite side all the way to track somebody down. Similarly to Miles. Like, you're exactly right. You didn't draft Miles to be a run stopper.
No.
But Miles would have those highlights where he was chasing a tailback that weighed 100 pounds less than him, and he was, like, keeping stride.
Yeah. I mean, they're both fast, and they're both fantastic, but, I mean, good God. Like, if you wanted to get someone later, like Michael Williams, Mikel Williams is probably, like, a first-round guy to a lot of people still, probably. He comes from a Georgia defense where you can play guys interior, you can play guys outside. Georgia has defenses. And you can ask, like, they will run one look three times in a season, and that's it. Because they have nothing but studs on their defense. So you don't really know exactly what you're getting other than, hey, you might have to coach them up because they're studs because they come from Georgia. I mean, go ask Philadelphia about that. You could take a lot of guys who might be better at setting the run, who might be more powerful against the run. Nice Jack Sawyer might be strong and have a good base against the run. But you're not drafting Jack Sawyer number two overall. You're drafting Abdul Carter number two overall. And what are you going to end up paying him for? You pay him for getting to the quarterback and getting sacks. That's what you do. Myles Garrett has made $200 million in this business. Ain't nothing about him being good against the run. I'm not going to use that against Abdul Carter.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.